Hello, I'm Gary Combs, and I'm here with my one-year Bible devotion for December the 23rd. Today's devotion is entitled, God's Work Depends on God's Help. We'll be looking at the Old Testament reading from the book of Zechariah, chapter 4, verse 6. Then he said to me, "This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts." Zechariah, writing to the returned Jewish remnant after the Babylonian exile, recorded the Lord's message of encouragement to Zerubbabel, the governor charged with rebuilding the temple in Jerusalem. Zerubbabel was born in the royal line of David, and under different circumstances would have been king of Judah, but he was born too late. Judah had been conquered, the monarchy dismantled, and the people scattered. When Zerubbabel returned to the land, he was not a king, but one more poor member of a discouraged remnant living under foreign rule. Yet God called this seemingly diminished man to lead in the rebuilding of his house. The task was overwhelming, the opposition strong, and the resources few. Through Zechariah's vision, the Lord made clear that success would not come through military strength, political influence, or human capability. The Lord declared that his redemptive purposes would advance not by human might or power, but by his spirit alone. We can see ourselves in Zerubbabel when faced with an overwhelming situation or calling. We are often tempted to quit God's call on our lives when the way seems too difficult, the progress delayed, or we fear the outcome ending in defeat. At other times, we are tempted to push forward by leaning on human resources, careful strategies, or sheer determination. But both responses miss the heart of God's message. The Lord does not shame us for our weakness. He invites us to depend on Him. He teaches us that what He begins, He sustains, and what He commands, He empowers. Our calling is not to be successful, but to be faithful. Often we must come to the end of our own strength and plans before we truly learn this lesson, that God's work requires God's help. Hudson Taylor captured this truth well when he said, "God's work done in God's way will never lack God's supply." When we rely on the Spirit rather than ourselves, we discover that God is always sufficient for what He calls us to do. Let's pray. Dear Father, we confess how easily we rely on our own strength or grow weary and want to give up. Teach us to trust Your Spirit when we feel weak and discouraged. Help us to rest in Your power and walk faithfully in what You've called us to do, not by might nor by power, but by Your Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen.